for high school football coverage on Candleland Radio. All the big plays, touchdowns, defensive stops, all right here on Candleland Radio. The atmosphere's picking up, the teams have hit the field, and we head to the action live at the field with high school football coverage on Candleland Radio.
It's our area game of the week here on KNZA 103.9 FM. Our pregame coverage presented by Highland Community College. Online at highlandcc.edu, close to home and far from debt. Well, it's a Big 7 showdown here tonight as Jefferson West plays host to Hiawatha. Our pregame coverage starts right now as you'll hear my conversations with both head coaches. For Jeff West, David Bowen, and for Hiawatha, it's Michael Downard. We'll get you set for kickoff, 7 o'clock. For the start time tonight, our pregame is next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Whether you're looking for a nice steak dinner out, a burger and a drink with friends, or a place to relax and unwind and enjoy the game, Boomer's Steakhouse in Holton offers a locally owned, full-service bar and restaurant with a casual and inviting atmosphere. Boomer's is open for lunch and dinner every day except Mondays and has daily lunch and dinner specials posted on their Facebook. Boomer's also has an outdoor patio, all with the best service and experience that keeps folks from across the map coming back time and time again. Boomer's Steakhouse in Holton. It's all about the food. And all your friends are here.
Pregame coverage continues here on KNZA 103.9 FM as we get you set for Jefferson West and Hiawatha tonight for our area game of the week. Joined by Hiawatha head coach Michael Downard. Coach, appreciate the time as always. Take us back to week one. Last week, get a big win over Royal Valley, 26-19. What were the overall takeaways from that game?
Felt pretty good. Get a win, that's for sure. A lot of credit to Royal Valley. You know, we were kind of up 19. We were up 19-0, I think, you know, right kind of before halftime. They made a play, you know, they got the ball back. We didn't score. They got the ball back and they were able to kind of march down the field and kind of really took momentum, you know, control of the game momentum wise right before halftime. They kind of punched it in and, you know, you could kind of sense in our sideline that, you know, the momentum was definitely on their side at that point. But credit to our guys, you know, we hung tough. We battled. We faced some adversity in the second half. Hey, you know, we got the win, so I was really pleased with that.
Yeah, it's got to feel very, very good going into week number two. Your team getting out to a lead the way that they did, but also being put in the face of adversity as Royal Valley came back and certainly made it a ball game. But, you know, when adversity struck, your team was able to kind of settle down, avoid the noise, and go out and still finish that game off and get a win. So just from that standpoint, how nice was it to see your team pretty composed down the stretch?
Oh, it was good. You know, we got 13 seniors. You know, that's kind of, it was their role to kind of step up, be leaders. They seized the moment. You know, we got in at halftime, made a few adjustments, changed up a few things blocking wise. And, you know, really the kids did, I thought, a great job of, you know, maintaining that composure and, you know, the Hiawatha of old. That's what kind of what we've talked about, especially with our seniors. They've been hearing me say that for 3 or 4 years that, you know, when adversity strikes, it's going to happen. Adversity is going to happen. We'll face it. You know, in the past, we haven't done a great job of handling it. So week one, you know, I thought we were put in a tough position. I thought our upperclassmen, seniors did a great job of, you know, kind of getting the team, rallying the troops, and really seeing it through to the end and getting the win.
How about your quarterback, Brant Barnhill? Had a couple of passing touchdowns, just 8 attempts, so obviously not much through the passing game, but was able to capitalize on the minimum opportunities, and he also ran for nearly 100 yards on 16 carries. Talk about his performance and what you like from him.
Yeah, he made great decisions. You know, it was something that we feel as coaches that we don't really want Brant to drop back 20, 25, 30 times a game. You know, we want to call the game to his strength, at least offensively. And, you know, that doesn't require putting the ball in the air a ton. With that being said, you know, if we need to throw it, teams, you know, Royal Valley's kind of loading the box on us. It was giving some stuff in the passing game, and I thought Brant, you know, he executed great, made great decisions, tucked it and ran when he needed to run. You know, he orchestrated the pass pro, getting the lineman on the right people blocking. With it, you know, with his game, very, very pleased overall.
What's the early scouting report on Jeff West, and what kind of ball game can you expect?
Oh, you know, I was kind of impressed with their line. They got some big kids, they got some linemen, they got some good skilled guys. Their running back looked pretty good on film. You know, I think our kids, we got to be ready. It's the Big 7. That's kind of my biggest, you know, takeaway take away from week one to week two is you just can't let up. Every week they're going to come. The team you're playing is going to give you their best shot. This has been a phenomenal conference the last, you know, really for a long time, but really the last 5 or 6 years, it's really, really been great. So, you know, we know Jeff West is going to be prepared. We got to be prepared as well for him. So we're kind of, you know, looking at it like that.
It's a very difficult stretch, you know, just really the entire season. Not only the Big Seven, you got the one non-league game against a very, very good team in Hayden in the middle of the season. How important is this game, and do you expect that week one to week two jump that a lot of coaches talk about?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, that's funny. You know, we alluded to it. We talked about that with the team as well. You know, week one to week two should be our biggest jump, biggest improvement of the year. So, you know, our kids have been working hard in practice, getting, you know, attacking things the way they should. And you're right, like we talked about, our schedule's loaded with tough opponents. So, you know, week to week, we got to be locked in, ready to go, ready to be fired up. You know, we look forward to the challenge of that.
Finally, Coach, what are going to be a few keys to the game on Friday against Jefferson West? What's it going to take to go out and get a win on the road?
You know, defensively, we got to play a little better than we did. So I think the emphasis will be on defense, you know, this week. Offensively, Brant, keep doing his thing. You know, he's got to check us into get us into the right run plays. He's got to make good decisions, take care of the football. Offensive line, defensive line, I think, you know, me being a former lineman, the game's always going to come down to that, offensive and defensive line play. So if we can play well in the trenches and bang with their big guys, I think we'll be fine.
Coach, appreciate the time. Good luck tonight.
All right, sounds good. Thanks.
Set, three-pointer.
Tonight's pregame show is presented by Boomer's Steakhouse and Catering, home of the Midwest's best prime rib, every Friday and Saturday night.
Pregame coverage continues here on KNZA 103.9 FM as we get you set for our area game of the week, Big Seven Showdown with Hiawatha on the road at Jefferson West. Joined now by Jefferson West head coach, that is David Bowen. As we dive into this one a little bit, Coach, we'll obviously talk about Hiawatha in a minute, but last week, 34-21, a loss to Riverside in the opener. Talk about that game for a minute, and how'd that transpire for you?
Overall takeaways, I think still would be what we were talking about last week in the interview, and that is playing a clean game. And I believe whenever we can start to play our roles and positions better and clean up our side of it, then we can start thinking about getting some wins. Until certain things happen, it's hard to get those wins. But what I did see was a lot of growth in a team that, when they were down, responded better and rallied around each other and kept fighting for four quarters, and that's one of our main goals this year.
It's got to be a good feeling to see your team fighting through that adversity at times, able to continue to battle when things were down. How do you kind of carry that momentum into this week and turn those positives into a potential victory?
Well, you know, learning is the first step. We grade all our players, and we sit down and talk about the grading scale and show them what they could do and what they couldn't do. And I think that that's a good start for us, is to educate those kids on what we as coaches are looking for and what kind of effort and what kind of responsibilities they are doing each play. And then to continue the growth, wins and losses is one way to mark a program. But there are other things that are happening behind the scenes this year that, as a coach, get me very excited. We have taken massive steps with our leadership and our buy-in through the summer and through practice and weight room classes. And all of those things are part of that list I was saying a little bit ago. All of these things have to happen before wins start to happen.
Who's maybe surprised you a little bit, maybe an individual or two, maybe not just in the Riverside game, but maybe even going back through the summers and the workouts and the preparation and camps and whatnot leading up to the season, and then maybe even in the Riverside game, were there a couple of players that maybe stood out to you that maybe surprised you a little bit?
Yes, sir. You know, jumping to mind, I would say one player stood out that had a great game. His name is Brody Boyer. He's a junior for us, and I list him as an athlete because he has played O-line, D-line, linebacker, safety, wide receiver, corner, running back, fullback. And he is a smart kid, and he's kind of an in-between size, and his speed's decent. We had to move him to wide receiver on a Wednesday before the game. We had to move him to free safety on a Wednesday before the game. He was very coachable and played both positions very well, caught a touchdown pass on fourth and long, and made several big tackles at the free safety position. And then on the other side of that, I would say a person that I also noticed having a growth moment in that game would have been my young sophomore quarterback, Tucker Halthaus. I was pleased with the way he handled adversity Friday night.
You get your first home game, and you get Hiawatha. They're coming off a nice win over Royal Valley in week one. What stands out early about Hiawatha? What kind of challenges do they bring this week?
Yes, they got a good, hard-fought win against Royal Valley, and they're a team that will show us that triple option look. They have good team speed, and you know, but first home game is always an exciting one, and we're going to keep telling our boys the same thing we've been telling them, and that is clean up our side of the ball, and the rest will start to happen naturally.
Do you expect the week one to week two jump? A lot of coaches see maybe the biggest growth of the year between that first game and second game. Is that kind of the expectation for you and your coaches as well?
Yes, I think first game, every year you're going to have new starters. You're going to have new people in positions, a new team chemistry. And that first week is a chance to get out there and see what's working. We've made some changes of personnel and some people. And week two, we're going to continue the growth. And as long as we continue to get better at our individual jobs and as playing as a team, as one, we'll continue to get better week to week. And, again, I'm going to say a lot of these things have to happen before you start worrying about wins and losses on the scoreboard.
What are going to be the expectations from your team here against Hiawatha on Friday night? What are going to be a few keys to get a win?
A few keys for us is simply clean up our offense, our turnovers. I believe we had 7 Friday. It is hard to win a game with 7 turnovers. Clean up our penalties. That is both things that we can control. And then on the defensive side of the ball would be to make better sure tackles. More wrap up, more people getting hat to the ball. So kind of effort and attitude on the defensive side.
Coach, appreciate the time as always, and good luck tonight.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Oh, my God, Becky. Look at those tires. They are so bad. I bet she thinks she can't afford them. But, you know, I bet she hasn't called Wilson Tire. With multiple forms of financing and competitive pricing, they are sure to get your car on a safe set of tires without breaking the bank. So what are you waiting for? Give Matt and Terry a call at 785-362-8473 or check them out online at WilsonTireKS.com. When selection and service matter, call Wilson Tire.
Kansaland Radio.
And we welcome you back here, home of Jefferson West, as the Tigers play host to the Hiawatha Redhawks for Big 7 League football. Our area game of the week here on KNCA 103.9 FM. Our pregame brought to you by Highland Community College, online at highlandcc.edu. Close to home and far from debt. Brandon Tamman joined alongside Trenton Craxner, everyone here for the Hiawatha Redhawk channel as well. We appreciate everyone's help. Colin Feldkamp in studio on the ones and twos, keeping us locked in and on the air. Trenton, my man, it's good to have you alongside, and welcome to the booth as we get you set for week two of high school football. We got a Big 7 League showdown as Hiawatha takes on Jeff West.
I'm excited. These are two teams that are very similar. You know, they struggled a little bit last year but are trying to be better this year. You know, Jeff West lost a close one last week. Got bit by the turnover bug, and Hiawatha was able to hold on to big league, so we should be in for a good one tonight.
Yeah, Hiawatha, they got up 19 early on Royal Valley, but had to stave off the Panthers a little bit, but they would go on to win 26-19, and then Jeff West, on the other hand, they lost at Riverside 34-21, and if you heard it in the pregame, yeah, 7 turnovers for the Tigers in that game, so obviously that is something they cannot do here tonight against a pretty efficient offense. You're going to see a lot in the run pass, and it's going to be a good balance for Hiawatha tonight as we're getting set for the coin toss between these two. Jeff West has dealt with some injuries, and they're playing some young kids in some pretty key spots tonight. They got two freshmen starting at corner tonight on defense, and of course they got a sophomore quarterback in Tucker Holthaus. So certainly a young group here for Jeff West, but they certainly got some senior leadership. Sam Broxterman, of course, both sides of the ball. He is going to be a load at running back, and then he's also the leader of that defense at the strong safety position. So the coin toss is set. It looks like Jeff West has won the toss. Potentially, looks like they defer, so Hiawatha will receive the opening kick here tonight. Hiawatha rocking the road all-white uniforms, all-black home uniforms for Jefferson West. Jefferson West, red numerals and lettering trimmed out in silver, and then Hiawatha with the all-whites. They got the red numerals and lettering. So again, the Red Hawks will get the football first. Red Hawks are 1-0 after a win over Royal Valley last week. Jeff West looking to get their first W as they lost 34-21 at Riverside. Get our game tonight presented by Rainbow Communications. Find them online at rainbowtel.net, providing the most reliable internet services in northeast Kansas. Good crowd on hand tonight. Good weather. It was warm today, but certainly going to cool down nicely for some good high school football weather here in northeast Kansas. Our other games of the week going along our other airwaves or our other broadcasts as well, that's going to be over on KMZA 92.1. That's a TBL showdown, Onega and Valley Heights. Good one on our sister station, Care 93.7, JCN, Jefferson County North. They are hosting ACCHS. And then also on the Holton channel over at MSCSports.net, you get Holton hosting Sabetha. So as we sit here in the booth at Jeff West, it'll be Hiawatha moving here in the first quarter from left to right offensively as Jeff West set to kick off from right to left. Tyler Willick back to receive for Hiawatha. Also back to return as well, Cade Pyle. Correction, Ashton Rocky is the back man alongside Tyler Willick, the sophomore. Tristan Muskrat to kick things off here for Jeff West. Crowd on their feet.
You ever seen a nose tackle be a kicker?
The nose tackle is the kicker, and why not? The straight toe poke, and it's a pretty good one. It's going to be Ashton Rocky inside the 20. Cuts it up midfield at the 25. 30 has some room. Breaks a tackle at the 45-50. He could go. He's at the 35. 30, 25, 20. And Ashton Rocky, a house call on the opening kickoff. Touchdown, Hiawatha. A short kick taken at the 18-yard line. It's a 72-yard kickoff return touchdown, and Hiawatha leads 6-0, 12 seconds into the game.
You saw some good blocking up front, but then, you know, your kicker's the last man of defense, and when you have your nose tackle, a big guy like Muskrat, you know, doesn't take a lot to get around him on the edge, and had a good block downfield, and he was able to take it to the house.
Well, an exciting start to this game. Ashton Rocky, very good athlete for the Red Hawks. A kickoff return touchdown. 12 seconds into the game, 6-0. As it'll be Xavier Oldham, the senior, to boot up the extra point. It splits the uprights, and it is good. 11:48 left first quarter. Just like that, Hiawatha 7, Jefferson West 0. We're back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
If you're a farmer, you make dozens of decisions on an hourly basis to keep your agricultural operation running smoothly. Hi, this is Mark Pazeska, Union State Bank of Horton, and we say thank you for all your hard work. Did you know our online banking can help you streamline and simplify some of your decisions? You can transfer funds, pay bills, and even interface with Quicken and QuickBooks with your Union State Bank online account. We are proud to help serve the area farmers at all 7 of our locations, especially during this busy time of year. Learn more today at mybankusb.com, member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
Well, an exciting start to this ball game for Hiawatha. 72-yard kickoff return touchdown by Ashton Rocky. 12 seconds into the game, it's a 7-0 Red Hawks lead, and Trent Kraxner alongside Brandon Tamman here on the Hiawatha channel as well at MSCSports.net. And Jeff West, certainly have to kind of wipe the slate clean and just kind of put that one behind you and get the ball here and try to get something going offensively. So for Hiawatha, they set to kick this one off from left to right, as Jefferson West will have Cole Gilbert back to receive. I believe also Brody Boyer, back there as well. And Sam Broxterman as well. So Sam Broxterman, the senior, expect a heavy dose of him on the offensive side at running back. Tigers will certainly want to utilize him. So Hiawatha set to kick this one away. Xavier Oldham will do the duties. And a short high kick here to the near side, and it's going to go out of bounds at about the 23-yard line, and there is a flag for the kick out of bounds. So Jeff West should have some pretty good field position as we start here. 12 seconds in, again, a 7-0 Hiawatha lead.
They just tried a short little kickoff there down the sideline, trying to use their speed on the outside, run that ball down, just didn't take a favorable bounce on the turf.
It was close. It almost hung up and stayed in bounds, but just took the wrong kick and went out of bounds. So it will be first and 10 at the 28-yard line. So at the 28 near side hash, first and 10 for Jeff West, the sophomore quarterback, 6'2", 160, Tucker Holthaus in the pistol set. Rocksterman and Keaton Shellman, the two backs with him in the backfield, a three-wide set. Holthaus takes the snap. They want to give it to the running back, and that is Brocksterman. He'll get up to the 29, and that's going to be about it. A gain of a yard brings up second down and 9, or it looks like they may get him to the 30 for a gain of 2, and it'll be second down and 8 right at the 30-yard line near side hash. See how the Jeff West Tigers want to respond here after the kickoff return touchdown by Hiawatha. 7-0 Red Hawks, not quite a minute into the first quarter. Second down and 8 at the 30-yard line, going from right to left. Holthaus in the pistol formation. They want to give it to Shellman, the fullback, and he's got some room right side, but a good tackle in the open field. A couple there over the right guard. A gain of 2 by Shellman. Now a third down scenario here. Third down and 6 here for Jeff West.
Hiawatha running a little four-man front. You know, they got a lot of size up there, especially when their nose tackles in Linares and Johnson, they're both big boys filling up the middle, so that's good gap presence.
Also, Peter Campbell, KJ Hullab there as well. So, yeah, they certainly got some big guys up front. But a third down and call it a short 6 scenario at the 32-yard line. They need the 38 for a first down. Clock's moving, 10.5 left first quarter. 7-0 Hiawatha. They put Brocksterman, that was Shellman on the left side. Now Holthaus is going to throw the pass, and it's going to be picked off at the 40-yard line, and that's going to be Ashton Rocky, who's making a man miss. He's at the 25, and he's finally brought down there. So how about the start for Ashton Rocky, the 5'8 senior? He's got a kickoff return touchdown and now an interception, and Hiawatha is in business with a 7-0 lead, first down and 10 in Jeff West territory.
You made the comment about Shellman starting on the line there. He was blocking, and then he went out like as the pass rush went by him, and he wasn't looking when Holthaus threw it, and Rocky was just a beneficiary of being in the right spot at the right time.
Good pressure by the Hiawatha front, kind of making that a difficult play for Tucker Holthaus, and just nobody there except Ashton Rocky for the interception. First down, and we'll see our first look here at the Hiawatha offense, and a fumble, and it's going to be picked up by the Tigers. And just like that, Jeff West will get it right back. It is recovered by Garrett Casto, the 5'10 senior linebacker. And an absolute devastating play there for Hiawatha as we get back-to-back penalties, or I should say turnovers correction on the last two plays.
It's on the snap, up and down the snap.
So Jeff West gets it back, 10-9 left in the first quarter. It's a 7-0 Hiawatha lead. We've had back-to-back turnovers. So first down and 10, Jeff West at their own 24-yard line. Here is the give to the running back. It's Brocksterman left side. Good open field tackle there by Ashton Rocky, and Brocksterman goes down at the 26-yard line for a gain of just 2, and it brings up second down and 8. See if the Tigers can find any momentum after being able to get the ball right back after a turnover themselves. Holthaus threw an interception, and then the very next play, Hiawatha turned it over with a fumble. Second down and a short 8. It's a little pitch out to the right side, and that's going to be the receiver, Cole Gilbert, and he'll be taken down around the line of scrimmage. No gain, a pitch and catch of 0 yards. On the wide receiver screen, and I'm actually might have lost a yard, and call it third down and 9 at the 25-yard line.
high Waltha defense swarming here on these first couple plays from Jeff West. They're flying all around the field.
So let's see what the Tigers have to draw up here on 3rd and 9. It'll be pistol set. They'll bring two receivers here to the near side. Mullins on the far side hash. Brockstrom in the running back behind Holthouse in the pistol set. He'll take a chest tie snap. Play action. He is being forced down to the pocket. Now he decides to run. It looks like a flag is thrown. Holthouse gets up to the 29 for a gain of 4, but it looks like this could be a penalty on Jefferson West near the line of scrimmage, so we'll see what the flag is. Good coverage on the back end, and this should be holding against Jefferson West, or it's going to be a legal block in the back against the Tigers. So it looks like they may decline the penalty. Are they going to bring it back a little bit? Looks like they will accept the penalty. So it takes it all the way back. Waiting for the official to drop this one down. He's now making the steps back. It's inside the 20. It's going to be inside the 15 or right around the 15. And it's going to be 3rd and long. And we get a whistle and a timeout. Timeouts are brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn in Whiting. When it's time for a break and you're looking for a perfect snack at the concession stand or in your own living room, try Schlegel's. Many flavors of homegrown popcorn. It's the perfect timeout snack. 8:48 left first quarter. 7-0 Hiawatha. We're back in a moment.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
KNZA.
Brandon Tamman with you alongside Trenton Craxner here on KNZA 103.9, also on the Hiawatha channel at MSCSports.net. 7-0 Red Hawks, 8:48 left here in the first quarter after a block in the back penalty. Tigers are going to have a tough one here. 3rd down and 18 at their own 16-yard line. Certainly going to trim up the playbook a little bit. And Trenton, how many play options do you have on a scenario like this? Backed up deep, you're inside your own 15, you got 3rd and very long. I mean, how does the coach kind of look at this and try to put something together?
Well, early in the game, you're probably going to be a little bit more conservative and let your defense go to work and try and play field position. So you're probably going to see like some type of run play here, get some more yards, get away from your end zone a little bit and punt and hope your defense can put it together.
3rd down and 18, or correction, now 3rd and 23, beg your pardon, at the 11-yard line. So they adjusted the spot once again after the block in the back penalty. It'll be a pistol set for Tucker Holthouse at quarterback. He's got Shellman and Brockstrom in the backfield with him. Two receivers split to the right and one to the left. Holthouse takes the snap, and you're right, just a simple running play and nowhere to go. Stopped in the backfield for a loss on the play. That is Tyler Willick, the sophomore, who just bolted through there. It's a loss of 2 back to the 9. 4th and 25, and now you got a punt from your own end zone. Tyler Willick, just a sophomore linebacker. It'll be Ashton Rocky to return. He stands at the Jeff West 45. So barring an incredible punt here, Hiawatha's going to have great field position as this one is sent away from right to left. Rocky runs in on it, catches it at the 40, breaks away from a tackle in between the hash marks. Now the near side, and he's finally brought down inside the 35 near the 32. So a good return there, about 8 yards for Ashton Rocky. Hiawatha in business, 1st and 10 at the Jeff West 32-yard line with a 7-0 lead. So let's see if they can get something going, because their first offensive play was a fumble and a turnover. Of course, we've seen a kickoff return touchdown, a lone score of the game. Both teams have turned it over, and Jeff West punting it on their latest possession. So this is Brant Barnhill, junior quarterback. He's going to run an option left. He's going to fake it, and down he goes behind the line of scrimmage. Good pursuit up front by the Tigers' defense. And instead of pitching it out to Rocky, who was in motion from right to left, he keeps it himself. It's a loss of 2 by Barnhill. Brings up 2nd down and 12. Tigers also have some big meat up front. They run a three-down defensive line. Colin Miller, Tristan Muskrat, and Keaton Shellman. Your three on the defensive line. They got some good linebackers as well. Taylor Streeter, Garrett Casto, who recovered that fumble early on in the quarter.
Casto was on that tackle that often from behind, too.
Casto going to be a name we call quite a bit. Here's a running play to the right side. Plenty of room. And down near the 25, so a good run. That is going to be Xavier Oldham on the carry. He gets down to the 25-yard line, so a gain of 9 for Xavier Oldham. Brings up a much more manageable third down. It's 3rd and 3. Oldham goes out after picking up 9 on that play. Barnhill gets the call. 3rd down and 3 at the Jeff West 25-yard line. 7-0 Red Hawks, not quite halfway into the first quarter. Barnhill under center. Too tight to the right, one tight to the left. Rockies in motion. Just going to be a design quarterback keeper to the left side. Breaks a tackle and makes a man miss, and he'll have a first down. Grant Barnhill with a nice carry, drug out of bounds at the 18-yard line for a gain of 8 yards, and Barnhill is down out of bounds.
Looks like he might have got rolled up awkwardly there. He had someone take him down from behind. Someone came up front, hit him pretty well. So it looks like his leg could have got rolled up underneath. It looks like he's holding his knee.
Oh,
he's on
boy.
The far sideline, so it's hard to tell.
Brant Barnhill, the 6-foot senior quarterback for Hiawatha, is down. 6:33 left here in the opening quarter. It's a 7-0 Red Hawks lead. They just got a first down. Barnhill, as you mentioned, was kind of rolled up on from behind, and he's out of bounds right now. And the question is, who's going to take over at quarterback? If Barnhill can't come back in, we'll find out here in just a moment as they attend to Barnhill. His helmet is off. He's off the field on the sideline at about the 18-yard line, right about where he was taken down. So again, we'll see what the Red Hawks do here. We'll have a fresh set of downs, 1st and 10 inside the red zone at the Jeff West 18. Just hoping that Barnhill is okay. But you're right, it looks pretty awkward from up here. Just a tackle from behind, looks like just kind of an awkward spin down, and he was certainly not getting up from there. He's on his back, and they're looking maybe at his ankle. Well, we got a pause in the action, so we'll step aside for a quick break. 6:33 left here in the opening quarter. An injury timeout. 7-0 Red Hawks here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Your husband is pretty handy to have around. He makes the world's best mac and cheese. He's in the Tickle Monster Hall of Fame. And he can teach anyone how to throw strikes. But a busted pipe and a basement full of water?
Honey, I think we need a plumber.
Is a little out of his league. That's where a homeowner's policy from Shelter Insurance comes in handy. We'll help get your house back in order and your husband back to what he does best.
For a free insurance quote, visit Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton.
KNZA.
6:33 left here in the opening quarter. Hiawatha with a 7-0 lead over Jefferson West. They continue to look at Brant Barnhill, who is down on the far sideline. Tyler Willick appears to be the next man up at quarterback for the Red Hawks, and certainly not an ideal situation for Barnhill. He is still down in what was kind of an awkward tackle. Appears to be looking at his left leg.
Yeah, when we were on break, it was Willis who took a couple snaps. Now they got sophomore Alex Powell, who took just a couple of snaps, the 5'9 sophomore. So it could be Powell or it could be Willis. We'll have to see. Both of them took some snaps over there, but very unfortunate. Barnhill's still down right now.
Yeah, so there is certainly a pause in the action here as Barnhill is still down on the far side. And you feel like the longer he stays down, the more serious the injury is. And they at least got him up to near his feet, and he is on his feet. And he is putting absolutely zero pressure on his left leg. And you could just only hope for the best for the senior quarterback, Brant Barnhill, who's had a nice start to this game. And now again, you mentioned Alex Pyle, a sophomore, looks like might be the new signal caller here for Hiawatha moving forward. Tyler Willick, of course, took some snaps kind of in that little time frame, but I think you keep Willick out there at running back, and it will be Alex Pyle, the sophomore, who is going to be in at quarterback for Hiawatha moving forward. 6:33 left here, opening quarter. 7-0 Red Hawks. They're in the red zone. First and 10 at the Jeff West 18. Pyle takes his first snap. They give it to the running back. That's Xavier Oldham right up the middle. Not much. Maybe back to the line of scrimmage. Maybe a yard. That's about it. They'll give him one to the 17. And Oldham makes it second down and 9 at the 17-yard line. So with Alex Pyle, the new quarterback, a sophomore, limited opportunities for him. See how much that affects the play calling here for Hiawatha. Pyle under center, second down and 9 from the Jeff West 17. Take the snap, straight up the gut with the running back. And down he goes, not much there. Josh Monaghan on the carry, and he'll gain a yard to the 16, and that's it, third down and 8. Josh Monaghan, a running back linebacker combo. He's also a sophomore, 5'9", 175. So we'll see what Hiawatha does here. Third down and call it a long 7 at the 16-yard line. They want to toss it to Rocky, left side, bowls his way through. He's got a first down inside the 10 and a beautiful finish on that run by Ashton Rocky. It's going to be first and goal from the 7. It's a gain of 9 on third down and about 8.
Might be heavily ran through Rocky with Barnhill going down. So he's already taken the kick back. He's got a pick. That was his first carry of the night. But it could be a heavy dose of Rocky the rest of the night without Barnhill.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And we'll see how they utilize him here in the goal-to-go scenario. First and goal at the 7. Hiawatha trying to extend their lead. It's 7-0 here. Under 5 minutes left in the first quarter. Give is to Monaghan once again, and it's like maybe back to the line of scrimmage, and that's it. We'll give him maybe a yard to the 6. So second down and goal from the 6 after the 1 yard pickup there by Monaghan.
You just have to wonder how much of Hiawatha's offensive game plan really changes without Barnhill in there. You know, you got how much confidence you have in Alex Pyle being the signal caller.
Few of their plays have been right up the gut, so certainly a heavy load for the defensive line for the Tigers. Miller, Muskrat, Shellman getting a lot of work here on this drive. Second and goal from the 6 as we're under 4:20 to go here in the first quarter. 7-0 Redhawks. They want to toss it here to Rocky. This is to the near side, to the goal line, into the end zone for a touchdown, and that's actually Tyler Willick. And Willick finds the end zone on a toss here to the near side, and at 4:08 left here in the first quarter, it is now a 13-0 Hiawatha lead.
That was the first carry on the night for Willick. You know, he took a couple snaps during that injury timeout, but they finally just ran that little toss, got him involved, and he's able to carry it in. Looks like Oldham's going to try and put in an extra point here.
And that one is blocked, so it's going to be 13-0 Hiawatha. 4:08 left in the first quarter. Ty Willick, 6-yard touchdown run for Hiawatha. We'll step aside for a break. Back after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call in, carry out, or eat in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support.
KNZA.
Hiawatha extending their lead, capping off a 32-yard touchdown drive. Tyler Willick, a 6-yard touchdown run. Extra point was blocked. 4:08 left, first period. It is a 13-0 Hiawatha lead, despite the loss of senior quarterback Brant Barnhill, who is still down. And it looks like he's taking off his shoulder pads. I think that's probably the last we're going to see of Brant Barnhill here tonight. Just hope it's nothing too serious. But it's a left leg injury for the senior. And the sophomore, Alex Pyle, came in, managed the offense well. A few plays later, they found the end zone. Here's the kickoff from left to right. Jeff West has it with Brockstrom at the 25. Nice burst at the 30. Gets to the 40 and out near the 43. Sam Brockstrom in a beautiful return, and he's slow to get up, but he appears to be at least back on his feet and okay. That's certainly a guy you cannot lose if you're Jeff West, to Sam Brockstrom. And he comes up to the sideline after that nice kickoff return of about 32 yards. And Jeff West will have it, their own 42 to start.
Looks like he's holding his midsection. Might have got the wind knocked out of him, just holding his midsection right now. So hopefully he'll be all right. That's a big piece for Jeff West.
Yeah, no doubt. They, by far and away, their best running back, and certainly a key piece on the back end of their defense as well. And now trailing 13 to nothing with 4 minutes left in the first quarter. Another possession here for Tucker Holthouse, the sophomore quarterback. Lenny Stevens also out there, a running back who is split out to the right side. And 1 second on the play clock, and Jeff West not even noticing what's going on. This is going to be a delay of game, as the play clock just hit zero. So another penalty against the Tigers, and that'll drop him back to the 37-yard line and makes it first down and 15.
Get a big return like that, and then, you know, you don't really hurry out to get into your set, and now you're first and 15 after a great return.
Yeah, back behind the chains, and we'll see what they can get back here. First down and 15 at the 37-yard line for Jeff West, trailing Hiawatha 13 to nothing. Kickoff return touchdown by Ashton Rocky, a 6-yard touchdown run by Ty Willick. And it's a high snap. Holthouse has to run for his life. He's rolling out to his right, gets away from one, and somehow nearly gets back to the line of scrimmage, but he is dropped down in the backfield by Caden Johnson, the big junior defensive tackle. And lucky enough to only lose a yard on that play, back to the 36, so it'll go down as a sack for Caden Johnson. Make it second down and 16 now from the 36.
There was four guys in the backfield there, and he was running for his life. He made three of them miss, but couldn't shake the last one. Brockstrom did just run back onto the field. He's in the slot closest to us now, so that's a good sign for Jeff West.
Back behind the chain, second and 16. Holthouse takes a good snap here. Play action, stands in the tall pocket. Wants to step up into the pocket, and down he goes. It's another sack. And this time it's going to be Lucas Linares. Brings him down in the backfield. Back at the 35, another loss of one, and it's now third down and 17.
Looked like he was looking for Brockstrom here on the near side, but that was Ashton Rocky, who else, out shading him, and he just wasn't open. So good job by the back, and the front line gets it done again.
So after a good return to the 42, a delay of game penalty, and then back-to-back sacks, made it third down and 17. Holthouse rolling to his right. The lefty fires, and he wants to throw a deep ball. It's a jump ball, and it's nearly caught at the 30, but incomplete. It is Brody Boyer, the intended receiver on the play. It was Connor Kettler, the sophomore defensive back in coverage for Hiawatha. Now fourth down and 17, and that drive went nowhere for the Tigers. So they lose yards on that drive. They'll go three and out.
It all started with the delay of game penalty, just not moving fast enough out of the...
And the punt was nearly blocked by Xavier Oldham, and it's going to drop down at the 45 of Hiawatha and settle down at the 38. So Hiawatha takes over first and 10 at their own 38-yard line, 43-yard line. So, once again, good field position here for the Redhawks with a 13-0 lead late in the first quarter.
This is an interesting drive for Hiawatha. Maybe they open the playbook a little bit more with Powell. Maybe they just stick to the run game. For Jeff West, though, you really got to get a stop here. You're already down 13-0. You know, your defense has got to step up here and get a stop.
Well, the touchdown that wasn't the kickoff return was on a short field after a good punt return. So not a lot of offense, but yeah, two touchdowns on the board for Hiawatha. And there's kind of a botch play in the backfield and good pursuit up front. Again, the sophomore quarterback Alex Pyle goes down. He's going to lose 2, maybe 3 yards. We'll drop him back to the 41 for a loss of 2. So a good job up front by the Tigers defensive line to get back there and blow up Pyle for a loss of 2. Second down and 12 at the 41-yard line. Under 2 minutes left here in the first quarter. Redhawks leading the Tigers 13-0. Senior quarterback Brant Barnhill still down over there on the far side, and I don't know, just the more and more you kind of look at it, just does not feel like a good scenario for Brent Barnhill. They want to pitch it to Rocky here on the near side, and he is hit near the line of scrimmage. Spins away from a tackle. Not sure how he got out of that one, and up near the 45. So able to get a few yards is Ashton Rocky. He does get to the 45 for a gain of 4, but still third and long coming up here. And we got another player down on the far side. It looks like someone for Jeff West. And we got another injury timeout. So third down and 8 coming up after a 4-yard pickup by Ashton Rocky on the pitch to the near side, or the far side, I should say. And now another injured player, this time for Jefferson West. 1:22 left in the first quarter, 13-0 Hiawatha. And that's Keaton Shellman. That's another guy you certainly don't want to lose. At least he's sitting up now near midfield. He is an athletic defensive end and also the starting fullback, and just another senior with a lot of experience.
Yeah, it was a real warm night, real muggy out here, so I'm hoping maybe it's just a cramp, just need some fluids in him. It looks like he's been trying to get up the coach, just keeps telling him stay down, so best case scenario, it's just a cramp, get some fluids in and come back in.
Game tonight presented by Rainbow Communications. Find them online at rainbowtel.net, providing the most reliable internet services in northeast Kansas. So Shellman is up, and he's jogging back towards his own sideline under his own power, so that's certainly a good sign. And as you called it out, just hoping for a cramp and nothing more than that, it appears to be the case, and might step out for a play or two, but that's about it. I'm assuming he'll probably get back in relatively quickly. So back to it, third down here. Big time opportunity here for the Jeff West defense to get a stop. Third and 8, the 45-yard line, trailing here late first quarter, 13-0. Alex Pyle continues to work at quarterback. He is under center. Let's see what they want to do here on third down and 8. They send Willick in motion here to the near side. They give it to the fullback right up the middle. Not much. He'll push forward for maybe a yard or two to the 47. A gain of 2. That's it. Going to be fourth down coming up for the Redhawks as they give it to Xavier Oldham on that carry for 2. And again, it's going to bring up fourth down and 5 as we're under a minute to go here in the quarter. Set it up in pump formation. Yeah, absolutely. Tigers needed that one, trailing 13-0. And Xavier Oldham goes back into pump formation, standing at his own 33. Takes a good snap, moves to his right, kicks this one away. Pretty good boot. This is going to be interesting to see where it lands, and it skips up inside the 15. And right about the 14-yard line, it's down. So what a punt there by Xavier Oldham. And Jeff West, they'll mark him at the 15. First and 10 for the Tigers. Late first quarter, 34 seconds remaining, trailing 13-0.
Field position has been big. You know, Jeff West, they had rather good field position last position. They weren't able to do anything with it. But otherwise, they've been backed up deep. And, you know, Hiawatha's had good field position. They took a kick back. They fumbled, but they've had real good field position. That's been a key battle tonight, is that Jeff West has just been deep in their own territory the entire night.
That's been the opposite for Hiawatha, no doubt about it. Of course, they got the kickoff return touchdown to start the game from Ashton Rocky. That went 72 yards, a house call. And then the other touchdown was on a short field. It was a 32-yard touchdown drive. Ty Willick found the end zone from 6 yards out. That extra point was blocked, and it's 13-0. 34 seconds left here in the first quarter. First and 10, Jeff West at their own 15-yard line. 7 seconds left on the play clock. Holthouse moves a man in motion. That's Broxterman. And they give it to Broxterman in motion. He cuts it up to the 20-yard line and down right there at the 20 as he gains 5. And a good pickup there on first and 10. Brings up second down and 5 after Broxterman goes for 5. Sent him in motion from left to right. Gave it to him on the sweep. See if they want to run another play. We're down to 11 seconds left here in the quarter. Now we're down to 6. Holthouse looking towards his sideline. They are set. And it looks like they will not run a play to close out the quarter. So it'll be second down and 5 for Jeff West at their own 20-yard line when we come back. One quarter in the books. Hiawatha leading here at Jeff West, 13-0. Our game of the week continues after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You already know us as the best place to bank, but GN Bank is also the best place to borrow. From buying a home to personal and small business loans, whether agricultural operating lines, land loans, or large commercial projects, we put your needs at the center of what we do. We're customer-centered. That's just one part of our four-pillar pledge to you. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com, Equal Housing Lender.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler DDS on Facebook.
Kansaland Radio.
Brennan Tammen joined by Trenton Craxner here at the home of Jefferson West, the Tigers trailing Hiawatha in this Big 7 matchup, 13-0 at the end of the first quarter. So we start quarter number two, switch sides of the field. It is second down and 5 for the Tigers. Their own 20-yard line now going from left to right. Holthouse in the gun. He's got Shulman and Brockstrom alongside with him in the backfield. A 3-wide-out set, 2 to the near side. They give it to Brockstrom, left side, has a nice little hole there. He's got a first down and a little bit more across the 30 and out near the 32. So a nice gain of 12 yards there for Sam Brockstrom, and it's a first down carry for Jeff West.
That was their best play all night, a little 12-yard run for Brockstrom. It helps them pick up their first down of the night.
I would expect a heavy dose of Brockstrom out of the backfield, although he is split wide. He is the slot here to the near side. Shulman in the backfield with Holthouse in the gun. 13-0 Hiawatha just going here in the second quarter. Holthouse gets everyone set. 10 seconds still on the play clock. He'll take the snap. They want to run a screen here, and it's thrown behind Brockstrom. And I don't think they blew the whistle, and now they do. They're going to say incomplete. Near disaster if that was behind the line of scrimmage, but they'll say it's a forward pass. So incomplete, and it's second down and 10 at the 32.
That's the danger of running like a little swing pass out. You know, you throw it behind him, it's up to an official judgment whether it's a pass or a backwards lateral. And lucky enough for them, that was an incomplete pass by the ref's ruling.
It almost looked like the white cap was kind of letting it go, but the near side official then blew it off and said incomplete. So that was lucky. Josh Smith for Hiawatha could have picked that one up and ran it into the end zone. But now second down and 10, just outside the 33. Tigers trailing Hiawatha 13-0 early here in the second quarter. Holthouse takes the snap. It's an option. Oh, and he is blasted. Somehow got the pitch off to Brockstrom, and he is forced out of bounds. Maybe got back to the line of scrimmage. That is it. But he was absolutely lit up in the backfield. And it will be a loss of a yard. Second down and 11, or maybe they move it up just a skosh. So they give it to him back to the line of scrimmage, so no gain on the play. And what a play in the backfield.
Sophomore Cameron Windler, you know, just getting back there and just doing what you're supposed to do on offense. You hit the quarterback as hard as you can, let the guys on the outside take care of the rest.
Three receivers here to the near side. Holthouse in the gun here now on third and 10. He'll fake. Now he steps up in the pocket. He wants to keep it himself. He's hit by three white jerseys and drug down near the 39, so he gains positive yards of about 6. It'll be fourth down and 4, just shy of the Jeff West 40-yard line.
Real unfortunate for Jeff West because they had Gilbert breaking free down the field, but the defensive line just got pressure and forced Holthouse out of the pocket. Couldn't stand in there and get the ball downfield to Gilbert, who's running free.
So they will set up to punt. Brockstrom will take the low snap and the heavy rush. Nearly got to it, but it's a kick that's going to bounce and be picked up by Rocky at the 29. Stiff arms a man. Gets to the 30. Breaks through. A flag comes in. A couple of flags come in late. Now three flags come flying in as Rocky gets to the 40. I'm assuming this is probably going to be coming back.
There was bodies all over the field along with flags. There's three different flags came down and bodies were all over the field by Rocky where he's getting tackled. He's just a load. They've had trouble taking him down all night.
Well, Rocky, of course, in the kickoff return touchdown to start the game. He went 72 yards on a house call. The penalty is going to be on Hiawatha. Going to be a block in the back, so that'll back him up and limit the field position for him here. Still early second quarter. 10:29 left until halftime. It's a 13-0 Hiawatha lead. So their drive will start inside their own 20 at about the 16-yard line. So first and 10, Red Hawks, their own 16. They go from right to left here in the second quarter. Pyle still the sophomore quarterback in for Brant Barnhill, who now is on crutches on the far side. Here's the snap to Pyle. And it looks like he keeps it himself, and he might have lost it. It looks to be a fumble. Pyle was trying to dig it back, and I'm not sure if he got it back or not.
A lot of bodies on up. The referee's holding up, too. So
Hiawatha fortunate to get it back. Wow.
There was about five people going for that football, and that ball can change hands a couple times in a big pile like that, but the ref gave it to Hiawatha.
Boy, from up here, it looked like Jeff West had the advantage and got on top of it, but fortunate for Pyle, he gets back on. It's going to be second down and 10 at the 16. So again, things change, I'm sure, for the Redhawks as soon as Barnhill went down. And now Pyle being thrown into the fire a little bit, the sophomore quarterback. So now second down and 10. We'll get a whistle and a timeout. So Hiawatha wants to burn their first timeout, so we'll take one as well. Timeout presented by Schlegel's, homegrown popcorn of Whiting. When it's time for a break and you're looking for the perfect snack at the concession stand or in your own living room, try Schlegel's. Many flavors of homegrown popcorn. It's the perfect timeout snack. 13-0 Hiawatha, 10:02 until halftime. We're back in a moment.
Anderson Meats at Troy's, your custom meat processing source when you need your livestock processed. They have openings as early as January, so give them a call at 785-985-2292. Or stop by their locker facility just south of Troy on Last Chance Road. Anderson Meats, where you'll receive top-notch service for your meat processing. Get your appointment for processing as early as January, and for you deer hunters this fall, remember that Anderson Meats can handle your deer processing. Again, give them a call at 785-985-2292. Or stop by just south of Troy on Last Chance Road.
KNZA.
Brandon Salmon joined by Trenton Kraxner here on KNZA 103.9. Hiawatha a 13-0 lead here at Jeff West. It's early on in the second quarter, 10:02 until halftime. First timeout burned there by Hiawatha. Alex Pyle, the sophomore quarterback, in for the injured Brant Barnhill. He is under center on second and 10 at their own 16, and there's movement up front. Jeff West pointing to the offensive line of Hiawatha. This might be going back 5 yards. We'll see.
A lot of movement up front. Maybe that time I was like, hey, we're going to go on two, throw them off, but maybe someone forgot and Hiawatha shot themselves in the foot a little bit. It'll be second and even longer now.
Yeah, it's going to be a false start here, it looks. Although the official has not made the call yet. And no, they're going to say offsides against Jefferson West, so a little surprising there, kind of considering the reaction, and it looked like Hiawatha was even backing up, like they thought it was going to be on them. Instead of what would have been second and 15, it's now second down and 5 at the 21-yard line. So a big break there for the Redhawks. Pyle back under center. They're going to send Willick in motion to the right side. They want to toss it to him out there. He's got a nice block. He turns the edge and has a first down up near the 30, and out of bounds he goes. They'll mark him down at the 29 for a gain of 8 yards and a first down.
That was a little awkward tackle out there. Willis went down a little awkward. He bounced right back up, but been some awkward tackles and people going down unnaturally on the far sideline.
And Brant Barnhill with the injury in the first quarter. His helmet is gone. His shoulder pads are off. Again, a lower leg injury or some type of leg injury. They had some crutches over there with him as well. He's got the towel over the head, and you kind of have that indication. Most athletes know when the towel's on the head, it's not a good feeling. Here's a run here inside the tackles. It's Xavier Oldham trying to get a couple. He does across the 30 to the 32. So maybe a short three there for Xavier Oldham. And it is, call it a 3-yard pickup, second down and 7 coming up from the 32-yard line.
Hiawatha running backs do not go down easy, man. They've been bouncing off people all night. It's taken multiple people to bring them down. You haven't seen a one-on-one tackle just refusing to go down, running the ball hard all night so far.
Seen Monahan, you've seen Rocky, Willick, Oldham, of course, using a lot of bodies then. But now Pyle, the new quarterback. They want to give it to Monahan real quick right over the right guard, right over Memphis Wawasik. He'll get a couple out to the 35, maybe the 36. So a gain of four at best. It'll bring up a third and very manageable here, third down and three. Under 9 minutes to go until halftime, third and three. So we'll see what Hiawatha does here, trying to keep the chains moving and keeping the drive alive. Third down and three at their own 36-yard line. 8:35 and rolling, second quarter. They lead it 13-0 here at Jeff West. Now they throw it. Pyle does out of the backfield. Nicely done to Rocky for a first down at the 40-45 and up near midfield. He's pushed out at the 48. Pyle throws a 12-yard pitch and catch to Ashton Rocky, and it's first down for the Redhawks.
A little quick pass right out to Rocky. Gets your best player, you know, made it easy on the sophomore quarterback and just got it out very quickly so he didn't have to be under duress at all.
Gains 12 on the play, moves the chains out to near midfield. It's at the Hiawatha 48-yard line, far side hash. Taylor Streeter, a linebacker, comes in for Jeff West, replacing Shellman. Under 8.5 minutes to go until halftime, 13-0 our score. Pile to the running back right up the middle. A couple of yards there into Jeff West territory to the 49 for a gain of three. It's Monahan on the carry, and it brings up second down and seven. So Hiawatha certainly not in any hurry on this drive. This drive started at their own 16-yard line, so they have put something together here now in Jeff West territory. At the 49, second down and seven. Gives to Xavier Oldham right up the gut. He gets one to the 48, and that's it. It's going to bring up now third down and six. At the Jeff West 48-yard line, Oldham for a yard. Oldham had 10 carries, 67 yards last week in the win over Royal Valley. Both offenses have been fairly stagnant. This is by far and away the best drive that has been put together by either side. And still yet, Hiawatha a long way to go, still at the 48 of Jeff West. So see what they dial up here on third down and six. And it's going to be another running play that's going to be well short of the first down. It's Monahan once again to the 46-yard line for a gain of two, and it's now fourth down and four.
And a heavy dose of Monahan this drive. That's his fourth carry on the drive. You know, he just has five carries for 12 yards, but they've just been running him up the middle, especially on this drive, so he's been heavily involved.
Looks like Hiawatha's going to go for it. Fourth down and four at the Jeff West 46-yard line. They lead it 13-0 almost halfway into the second quarter. And there's going to be a penalty. It's going to be a false start as they were trying to throw a quick pass here to the near side as they were looking for a running back, Willick. And he just moved a little quickly, and that's a killer of a penalty there. So now from fourth and four to fourth and nine, you're back now into your own territory at the 49-yard line.
Looks like the play design was similar to what they ran to Rocky on for their third down conversion earlier, but a little bit of an early movement costing them. Now it looks like they might be coming into punt formation.
Yeah, it does look like they will punt now. So a killer of the drive, and they're going to punt this one away as Xavier Oldham is standing at his own about 37-yard line. Looks to be Brockstrom back. Good snap. Runs to his right. He's going to line drive this one. It's going to hit at the 25 and skid out of bounds around the 20. So we'll see where the official marks it down. They mark it down at about the 18-yard line. So a pretty good kick there by Oldham. Jeff West will have it first and 10 at their own 18-yard line. 6:21 left in the first half. They trail Hiawatha 13-0.
Big drive here for the Jeff West offense. You know, your defense has gotten some very big stops, and it's just a two-score game. You know, that defense is holding in. Your offense has got to get going at some point if you want to have a chance here.
Holthouse back to work at quarterback. First and 10 at their own 18-yard line. Jeff West going from left to right here on this drive in the second quarter. They want to give it to Brockstrom. Makes a man miss, and then he is drugged down by a couple of jerseys. Josh Monahan in on the stop. Out across the 20 to the 21 for a gain of 3 by Brockstrom. And they'll give him 4 out to the 22, actually. So a solid gain on first and 10 for 4, second down and 6. Just past the halfway mark here in the second quarter. 13 to nothing, Hiawatha. Kickoff return touchdown for Ashton Rocky to start the game. And a short 32-yard touchdown drive capped off by a Ty Willick, 6-yard touchdown run. Holthouse takes the snap, looks left, fires it, and it's picked off! It's going to be a pick six! Touchdown, Hiawatha! Ty Willick read it, broke it, and found the end zone for 6. Well, pretty disastrous there for the Tigers as Ty Willick read that screen to the far side, picked off the pass, and it was an easy scamper into the end zone. Touchdown, Hiawatha, now 19 to nothing.
And they've tried to run that little screen pass. They haven't passed the ball much. That was just a fifth attempt, but that's mainly been the route combination they've been running. You know, Willick just read it and was in the right place at the right time, and it was an easy trot into the end zone.
So an interception return for a touchdown as Oldham will split the uprights for the extra point and extend the Hiawatha lead to 20 to nothing. 5:33 left until halftime. Hiawatha 20, Jeff West nothing. We're back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Mom, I got the job. I got the job.
That's fantastic. Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow, where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what courses transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
KNZA.
Well, it's a 20 to nothing lead for Hiawatha. An interception return for a touchdown by the sophomore Ty Willick. We have seen two non-offensive touchdowns tonight. Ashton Rocky took the opening kickoff, 72 yards to the house. Ty Willick's got the only offensive touchdown, a 6-yard run on their second score of the game. And just a moment ago, if you're just joining us, a pick six as Tucker Holthouse threw an interception to Ty Willick, who ran it in. A 15-yard interception return for a touchdown. Extra point good. It's now 20 to nothing Redhawks here, more than halfway into the second quarter. Kickoff here by Hiawatha. Good return by Jeff West out across the 30 out to near the 33-yard line. And now first down and 10 coming up. Let's see how the Tigers respond after giving up a defensive touchdown.
Every kickoff tonight seems to look like every single guy is going to take to the house. I mean, every play looks like it's going to be explosive out of the kick return game. But that was a good return by Gilbert. Give good field position. Out of past the 30, you know, hopefully they can get going here. Just build some momentum and confidence in the offense.
Try to keep Hiawatha off the board the best you can the rest of the way. It's 20 to nothing Redhawks here. 5:26 until halftime. As Holthouse takes the snap, gives it to the running back. Down he goes at the line of scrimmage. I believe that was Brockstrom on the carry. And it's a gain of nothing. Maybe even a loss of a half yard. Call it second down and 10 coming up here for the Tigers. Between the 31 and the 32-yard line. And now we get a whistle and a stoppage of play here by the official. Now they get it back going. 14 seconds on the play clock. Showman, the running back behind Holthouse in the gun. 4:50 and counting until halftime. We'll get you some scores, stats, and just get you caught up in general once we get to our halftime show. Right now it's been all Hiawatha, 20 to nothing despite the loss of their quarterback, Brant Barnhill. Holthouse fakes, and down he goes. It's a quarterback sack. How about that? Why not Ty Willick, the game that he has had? He's just doing it all right now. Got a touchdown run, a pick six, and now a quarterback sack And it's a big loss back to the 28-yard line, and it's now third down and 15. Jeff West just cannot find any rhythm offensively as Hiawatha's been in control. Third and long, third and 15 at the 28-yard line. Holthouse takes the snap, and he's running for his life once again. A lefty running to his right. Now he's just going to tuck it and run. Makes a couple guys miss. Gets across the 30 out near the 34. So a good gain there of about 7 yards, but well short of the first down. And it's still going to be fourth and about eight after a gain of about 7 there by the quarterback, Tucker Holthouse.
The key to the pass rush from Hiawatha right now is Holthouse not trying to throw the ball on the run. It's coming from a strong side. He's a left-handed quarterback, and that's where all the pressure is. So he's not able to throw it across his body, so that's good pressure over there from the far side.
So Brockstrom's going to punt this one away, and this one was partially tipped. I think it was blocked by Willick. Willick got a fingertip on it, and it still somehow rolled all the way inside the Hiawatha 40 to the 38. But Ty Willick, man, what a first half for him. Just had a near punt block to his stat line. And Hiawatha will have 3:15 to go until the first half is done. They lead 20 to nothing. They'll have it first and 10 at their own 38.
Willis has been everywhere as of late. Interception, partially blocked up. Pirates just flying around the field, putting together a great game.
Well, let's see if Hiawatha can put some points on the board, extend this lead at the half, and we get a whistle. I think Jeff West wants to talk something over. They want to burn their second timeout, and they will. Timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. When it's time for a break and you're looking for that perfect timeout snack, maybe it's at the concession stand or your own living room. Regardless, try Schlegel's many flavors of homegrown popcorn. It's the perfect timeout snack. Call Hiawatha, 20 to nothing late first half. We're back in a moment.
The Moyle & James Bank & Trust Company was established in 1871 and is the oldest state-chartered bank in Kansas. The M&J Banks are a branch of the Bank of Blue Valley, offering commercial, business, and personal banking while allowing you to manage your finances around the clock with anytime banking featuring online and mobile options. The Moyle & James Bank & Trust Company. Stop by branch locations in Hiawatha, Sabetha, or log on to mjbtrc.com. Member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
Well, we look towards the far side of the field. Hiawatha quarterback Brant Barnhill, he's on crutches. Looks like his night, well, obviously we knew his night was done, but he might be leaving to get a lower leg injury checked out. Just unfortunate to see. He was off to a good start in this ball game, but credit to sophomore Alex Pyle for coming in. Again, two non-offensive touchdowns for Hiawatha. They lead here 20 to nothing late first half, 3:15 to go. Pyle is immediately ripped down, and he's going to be taken down for a big loss in the backfield. Back behind the 30 to the 29. It's a loss of 9 on the play.
Three guys right there for Jeff West. You know, that's a good pressure right there. Three guys were there. They were all able to tackle Pyle.
And Garrett Casto, one of the three there, in on the stop. Shellman as well. As that play was broken up from the start. Now second down at 18 from the 29-yard line. Clock moving at 2:44. Pyle under center. Everyone sets. They send the man in motion, and he lost the snap. I think he got right back on it. So it's been kind of an up-and-down ride. I think Monahan may have jumped on it. He did. But it's now going to be third down after another loss of maybe a yard, or they might just give it back to him at the line of scrimmage at the 29. Regardless, we're down under 2:20, and Jeff West may get the ball back here. They need one more stop. They'll have a timeout. Maybe they can try to get something on the board before halftime. Right now for Hiawatha, third down and 19, their own 29-yard line. Pyle under center. Got a receiver split to each side. Some movement up front, but no whistle. They want to give it to Oldham on the far side, and he's going to bust away for a big gain and a first down into Jeff West territory inside the 45 and down to the, let's see, 42-yard line. It's a gain of 19 yards and a first down. Correction, a little bit longer than that.
29.
29 yards and a first down. Math was never my forte.
I was just about to say, you know, it was a third and long there.
Probably... It was much longer than that. 29 yards there for Oldham and a first down. Monahan the carry here across the 40 to the 38, so he'll get four. Brings up second down and six. We're down to 125 and counting. It's end of the second quarter here. It's a 20-0 Hiawatha lead. We'll have our Wilson Direct Motors and Tires halftime show coming up. Get you caught up on the first half stats and some other scores from around the area. Give us to Oldham over the right guard, bouncing away from a tackle and gets inside the 35. But yes, there is a flag on the play.
They had a kid running off the field. He just didn't make it in time, so they're going to have too many men on the field. It's going to benefit Hiawatha. They had 12 men on the field. Just couldn't get off to the sideline in time. A late sub.
So it was a gain of about 4 yards there, which would have brought up third and short. But you mentioned this penalty looks to be maybe on Jeff West here for too many men on the field. Hiawatha has something cooking now. There's 61 seconds here until halftime. They have a 20-0 lead. And they're going to wave the flag off, so maybe they're giving Jeff West the benefit of the doubt there. You said it was close as one player was running off the field right at the last second. They decide not to penalize the Tigers. After that pickup there by Monahan, it's going to be third down and one at the 37-yard line. Here's the snap to Pyle. He wants to pass. He's going to throw a deep ball, and it's just a jump ball, and it's intercepted at the 10. And down goes a Jeff West defender on the back end. I think it was Brody Thielen who had the interception. The freshman corner coming up with the INT, and Jeff West takes over inside their own 20 with 42 seconds to go. Interesting play call on third and one.
Very interesting because they had Josh Smith, the outside receiver, was running maybe a post, but Pyle threw it towards the outside, and it was just two Jeff West guys standing there, and Thielen is the one that came up with it. So it was a very interesting decision by Pyle and an interesting play call on third and one, especially with how well the run game's been working for him on that drive.
Now they converted a third and long with a run play to Oldham, and then third and one there with time running thin. They decide to throw a deep ball, and it's picked off. 42 seconds left. Jeff West gets it back at their own 17. Holthouse to throw. Near side. Brockstrom upended after a short gain. Good tackle there in the open field by Josh Smith. And it's a gain of maybe one or two. That's about it. Up to the 19 for a gain of two. Under 30 seconds left. I don't think Jeff West is going to hurry too much here, as we're going to take this one to the half probably. Maybe one more play. We'll see what the Tigers do. Holthouse looking at the wristband. Second down and seven. They gave him three on the pitch and catch. Holthouse does take a snap, throws it to the far side, and it's going to be caught across the 20 at the 21, so just a gain of one there. That is the wide receiver, Brody Boyer, who catches a one-yard pass there, and that's just going to end the first half. So we saw two non-offensive touchdowns and a Hiawatha 20-0 halftime lead here at Jeff West. Our halftime coverage brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Fulton on K-16. You want the best, you got to get out of town. 110% price match guarantee, 7 miles west of Fulton on Highway 16. 20-0 Hiawatha. We're back after this on the MS.